unemployment rate and the rate of job loss is now at a higher level than recorded in the last three recessions. We're now more similar to the 1974-75 recession. For the current unemployment rate of 9.4%, the last time we had an unemployment rate, this was in April of 1976.
And Russ mentioned what the government classifies as discouraged workers. That is, those who are out of a job and want one, but are not actively seeking work. She says if those workers were included in the numbers, it would make the bad statistics today worse.
The discouraged worker count, if you were to include them, again, those that want a job but are not actively seeking, it would raise the unemployment rate in the range of 3 percentage points.
The only sectors that saw job growth in Florida are private education and health care. In the Tampa Bay area, the worst county off right now is Hernando, with over 12% unemployment. Pasco County is over 10%, Pinellas County right at 10%, and Hillsborough County is at 9.7%. Monies awarded to Florida through the economic stimulus package are just now beginning to trickle down into the state, and Rebecca Rust said it was far too early to detect any impact yet. But she says there are great expectations, beginning with the $25 extra a week in benefits that will now go to the unemployed.
When you put more cash into the economy for all the stimulus activities, then that ends up being income for someone else. And then you have the multiplier effect, where as you put money into the economy, then individuals spend it at retail stores, at hardware stores, they're able to pay their bills, they're able to keep their home, and that then will increase a spiral effect to where employment will either be retained or eventually start to grow.
An earlier report from the Agency for Workforce Innovation said that unemployment would probably peak at 10.2% in Florida in early 2010, but economist Rebecca Russ says that might have been too optimistic.
I will say at the time the forecast was made, they didn't have access to the data, that, of course, that we're releasing just today. So the conditions could be a little worse than had expected.